好，今天的正道经文是马可福音8:34-38。于是叫众人和门徒来，对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？凡在这淫乱罪恶的时代，把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在他父的荣耀里，同圣天使降临的时候，也要把那人当作可耻的。阿们。
Well, good afternoon. It's very good to be with you today.
下午好，非常高兴啊，跟大家在一起。
Today at all of our services, we are opening up the new facility.
今天呢，我们所有的这个service 呢，都是开始这个用新的设施。
We'll cut a ribbon after the service. Everyone's going to be in the foyer. We'll take a photograph together.
一会儿结束的时候呢，我们现在已经装上那个红的 ribbon 了。一会儿我们剪这个剪彩，然后大家都站到外边去，我们来照一个相。
But the important thing to remember is that the Church of Jesus Christ consists of people, not buildings.
但是我们要记得，耶稣基督的教会是由人组成的，不是由建筑物组成的。
The Bible says that we are the people of God.
圣经说，我们就是神的子民。
We are the family of God.
我们是神的家。
We are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们是圣灵的殿。
We are God's church.
我们是神的教会。
God lives in us, His people.
神就住在我们这些神的子民中间。
Jesus said these very powerful words, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
耶稣说，我要建立我的教会，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Jesus is on a mission to build a church.
耶稣有个使命，就是要建立他的教会。
And he does it through his people, you and me.
就是通过你和我，我们这些神的百姓所建立的。
God has given us a vision at this church to see lives transformed through Jesus Christ to the glory of God.
神给我们的意象就是看到每个人的生命被耶稣基督改变，把荣耀归给神。
We want people to meet God through Jesus.
我们希望人们借着耶稣基督能够遇见神。
To find forgiveness and peace with God.
找到宽恕，找到从神与神和好的平安。
To be transformed day by day by God's grace and power into the image of Jesus our Lord.
靠着神的恩典和大能，我们每个人的生命一天一天的改变，最后变成耶稣基督的荣耀的形象。
It is good news for all nations of the earth.
这是对万国的福音。
Jesus said in Matthew 28:18-20, just do it in the Mandarin.
马太福音28:18-20说，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，我凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
We don't do it in our power, but in the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们不是靠着自己的能力，而是靠着圣灵的能力。
Acts 1:8 says,
使徒行传1:8说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，必要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Buildings are simply tools to facilitate this great mission.
建筑物只是促进这个伟大使命的工具。
They provide a place to gather,
给我们一个聚会的地方。
To worship,
敬拜。
To pray,
祷告。
To hear God's word,
聆听神的话语。
To train,
训练。
To serve,
侍奉。
To love,
彼此相爱。
To reach out so we can play our part in the Great Commission.
能够接触更多的人，好让我们能够在大使命中尽我们自己的本分。
Let me give you a little bit of history about this church.
我们简单的分享我们教会的历史。
We began in 1952, but we were an official church in 1954.
在这个教会呢始建于1952年，最初呢只是一个团区，那么教会呢在1954年成立。
That was the first building on the screen.
这是那第一个建筑物，建筑规模比较小，也比较简单。
Very simple.
非常简单。
God be people worshiping together. But the area grew and new facilities were built.
随着这个教会呢，这个地区的发展呢，新的设施呢就被建立起来了。
But in 1992, someone burnt down the church.
但是1992年的时候，有个人来了，把教会烧掉了。
Where you are sitting now was burnt to the ground.
就是你们坐在这个地方就是烧的这样。
The steeple up the top, we can go to the next photograph.
下边一个。
Fell over after the fire.
就是火了之后，这个尖塔就得掉下来了。
But there's a rainbow.
但是那里有一个彩虹。
There is hope.
就是代表着希望。
But the building was knocked down, but the church of God continued.
虽然这个教会被烧了，但是呢，神的子民继续的在这里聚会。
In 1994, 2 years after the fire, we opened a new building.
在1994年的时候，开始了新的这个建筑。
That's the one you were used to.
就是我们今天用的。
Almost 30 years ago.
差不多30年了。
In 2014, we opened an extension over there next to the hall.
2014年的时候，我们开了第一阶段的扩建。
We're upstairs rooms.
就是在楼上。
9 years ago.
九年前。
And we had a photo of all the big crowd in the hall.
我们有那时候所有的人这个一个照片。
We celebrate.
我们庆祝。
And we paid off the loan in 7 years. God's people were generous to pay off the loan.
通过弟兄姊妹慷慨的奉献，我们在七年内还清了贷款。
Today, 2023.
今天2023年。
We open up a completely new redevelopment stage 2 all over that site.
我们重新完全的开放这个重新建立的大厅。
And after the service, you can come and have a look.
聚会完之后呢，你可以看一看呀。
We borrow a lot of money.
我们借了好多的钱。
People have donated a lot of money.
人们也捐助了好多的钱。
And we pray that God will provide all we need to pay it off.
神我们祷告，神让我们能有能力把这个完全的付清。
Despite COVID and interest rates increasing,
尽管有疫情还有利率不断的上涨，
we have moved ahead in faith to build this building.
我们凭着信心往前来建这个新的建筑。
We want it to be used to the glory of God.
我们希望它能够为神来使用，为神的荣耀。
Today I want to talk about 5 biblical principles that should guide us as believers.
今天让我们来分享五个关键的圣经原则来引导我们。
Number 1, we should surrender to God completely.
第一个就是应当完全的降服。
Romans 12 teaches us this. Liampo will read that.
罗马书十二章一到二节说：“所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。”
In view of God's mercy, that means Christ died for our sins. He offers us forgiveness and new life. Because of that, we should live for Jesus.
鉴于神的怜悯，耶稣基督为我们的罪而死，我们白白的得到赦免，我们应当把自己的生命完全的献给耶稣，服侍他。
We offer ourselves completely to God.
我们把自己完全的奉献给神。
Not just Sunday, but every day of the week.
不是只有一天，而是整个的所有的每一天。
Not just a part of your life, but all of your life.
不是我们生命的一部分，而把我们生命的全部。
And we should start to think like the Bible teaches us to think.
我们的思想应该像圣经上教导我们的这样来思想。
We should live differently to the world and its standards.
我们不应当按照这个世界上的标准来生活。
One Christian writer said this: "There is not an inch of any sphere of life over which Jesus does not say mine."
有个基督徒的这个作者他说，在我们生命的任何一个领域，没有一处耶稣不说那是我的，也就是说，我们的一切都应当是主的。
He wants you.
他神要你。
Pastor Rick Warren writes, "There is a moment of surrender, but there is a practice of surrender which is moment by moment and lifelong."
Rick Warren 牧师他说，我们呢有降服的时刻，也需要有降服的时间，这是时时刻刻的，也是终生的。
But the problem with a living sacrifice is that it can crawl off the altar.
一个活祭，它的问题呢是它可以从祭坛上爬下来。
You may have to surrender to God 50 times a day.
你一天可能需要有50次把自己的生命完全的交给主。
God wants us to surrender to His leading.
神希望我们降服于他的引导。
Rick Warren also writes, surrendering your life is not a foolish emotional impulse, but a rational, intelligent act, the most responsible and sensible thing you can do with your life.
Rick Warren 牧师也他说到，所以降服你的生命不是一种愚蠢的情感冲动，而是一种理性的、明智的行为，是你一生中对你自己的生命所做的最负责任、最明智的事情。
I urge you today on this special day to surrender completely to God.
劝弟兄姊妹能够完全的降服于神。
Let him lead you and use you for his glory.
让他来带领你，用他的为了他的荣耀来使用你。
Some years ago, I met a young adult. She was maybe 25.
几年前呢，我在一个活动中呢遇见一个年轻人，他可能有25岁。
She heard my name, Angelo. She said, "I think I know you."
她听着牧师的名字叫 Angelo。所以呢，他知道他。
She said, 10 years ago, you spoke at a camp.
他说十年前呢，你在我们教会的营会上讲过道。
I was in year 7, I was 12 years of age.
那个时候呢，他是year 7, 12岁。
I gave my life to Jesus after you preached.
你讲完道之后，我把我的生命献给了耶稣。
My life was changed.
我的生命完全的改变了。
It's wonderful to be used by God to bring hope to others.
也是非常高兴能够让自己的生命来使用为了神。
Surrender to God and let him use you.
所以我们需要降服于神，让神来使用你。
Number two.
第二个。
Proclaim unashamedly.
传扬耶稣基督，不以为耻。
But we have good news to share.
我们今天有好信息可以分享。
God loves us and he offers us forgiveness.
神爱我们，他白白地赦免我们。
When you have good news, you tell everyone.
当你有了好消息的时候，你给每一个人来讲说。
I have a granddaughter, my first one.
我一个小孙女是头一个。
She's very beautiful.
非常漂亮。
I tell everyone about her.
我每个人都告诉她。
I show them photographs.
我给她让他们看她的照片。
And videos.
她的视频。
It's good news. It's joyful.
因为是个好信息。
The message of Jesus is so beautiful and so special we should share it with other people because it's good news.
耶稣基督的好信息也是这样，也是个好消息，所以我们给每个人分享。
Much more important than my granddaughter.
比我孙女更重要。
God demonstrates his own love for us in this while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书五章八节说，唯有基督在我们还是罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
And then the Bible says, Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile.
保罗在罗马书一章十六节说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的人，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
I was 15 when I became a Christian.
当我十五岁的时候成为基督徒。
How old were you, Liambo?
30.
30. Slow learner.
Slow learner.
God wants to bring salvation to men and women, and we must proclaim the gospel to ourselves.
我们必须向我们自己来宣扬福音。
I have to remind myself that God loves me, that I have a relationship with God.
我得需要提醒我自己，神爱我，我需要跟神建立关系。
And we must proclaim the gospel to each other, remind each other.
我们互相之间来提醒这个福音。
Through Sunday worship.
通过我们星期天在一起敬拜
，through Bible study groups，
通过查经小组
，meeting one-on-one，
我们一对一的相遇
，and we must proclaim it locally and globally。
我们必须在本地，在全球来传扬福音。
Jesus urged us to make disciples of all the nations in the world。
耶稣要我们使万民做他的门徒。
We teach in scripture classes in schools。
我们在学校里教圣经的课程。
In universities，
在大学里。
In kids clubs，
在儿童俱乐部
；holiday clubs，
假期俱乐部
；youth groups，
青年团契
；camps，
夏令营
；and all types of activities，
各种各样的活动。
Overseas, we support 15 families working in Africa, in Asia, in Southeast Asia, all over the place. We support them. We send them out to take the good news of Jesus to others from this church.
我们这个教会支持15个在外服事的家庭，包括东南亚、中亚和非洲。
And we started this Mandarin service in February 2014.
2014年的2月，我们开始这个教会的中文崇拜。With
joy and excitement, because we want to see Chinese people come to know and love the Lord Jesus.
我们非常的高兴，我们希望看到中国人的同我们中国的同胞能够来认识耶稣。And
next year we'll celebrate 10 years of this congregation.
明年我们要庆祝10年。And
70 years of the church.
庆祝这个教会成立70年。
Thirdly, we must love sacrificially.
第三个是我们要牺牲的爱。
So it's not enough to speak, we must show Christ's love.
我们不单是嘴上说，我们也是把基督的爱活出来。
John 13 says this, Liam Bo will read that.
约翰福音13章3:14-35节，耶稣说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。”
Then 1 John he says,
在约翰福音约翰一书3:16说：“主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。我们应当为弟兄舍命。凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住连续的心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？小子们呢？我们相爱，不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。”
God calls us to love sacrificially.
神呼召我们要用牺牲的方式去爱。
To love generously,
慷慨地去付出爱,
to give cheerfully,
甘心乐意地捐助,
to serve wholeheartedly,
竭诚全心地来服务。
We provide close to 500 food hampers every year to families in our community.
每年我们为社区有需要的家庭提供500个食品篮。
We provide cooked meals to people in need.
我们给那些有需要的人提供饭食。
We build loving community through our home group ministry.
我们通过我们的家庭小组建立充满爱的社区。We
serve the local community through computer classes and craft classes and playtime.
我们通过社区的活动，像电脑课程，我们来服务这个当地的百姓。But
we serve the poor overseas as well.
我们也为那些个海外的贫穷人服务。Through
Baptist World Aid, we sponsor hundreds of children in many parts of the world.
你知道，我们通过尽心世界援助组织，我们的教会赞助数百名的儿童。We
do Operation Christmas Child. We get shoeboxes of beautiful gifts to give to children who don't get a Christmas gift.
我们通过好撒玛利亚人圣诞节的活动，向那些发展中的国家呢捐赠礼品盒。Our
craft group on Thursday raises thousands of dollars for charities.
然后我们创意手工的小组呢，星期四呢，他们为各种的慈善机构每年筹集几千的澳元。And
in October, November, we raise money for the persecuted church.
在每年的10月，我们为那些受迫害的教会捐助圣经。Last
year, we raised $7,000 to buy Bibles to help our brothers and sisters who are persecuted.
去年我们花了七千元来买圣经，来帮助那些受苦的弟兄姊妹。Four,
we must live dangerously.
第四个是我们必须。
We heard in the Bible reading that we must take up the cross and follow Jesus.
我们刚才的圣经读到说，我们必须背起我们的十字架来跟随主。Can
you read those verses for us?
马可福音8:34-35节，耶稣叫众人和门徒来对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧了生命；凡为我和福音丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
I have never been in jail.
我从来没有去过监狱。You
have.
我去过。
Sometimes when you follow Jesus, it's costly.
当你跟随耶稣的时候，有时候需要付出代价来。Sometimes
you're put in prison.
有的时候会被放在监狱里去。Sometimes
your family reject you.
有的时候你的家庭会拒绝你。But
Jesus says, "Pick up your cross and follow me."
耶稣说：“你需要背起你的十字架来跟从我。”Even
if you lose your life, you have it.
即使你丧失了你的生命，其实你是得着了生命。A
few years ago, 20 years ago in Bali, there was the Bali bombing. Do you remember?
在20年前，你知道吗？在一个巴黎岛的一个巴黎炸爆炸事件。Some
of our church were in Bali helping.
那时我们的教会人就在巴黎来服侍。
And they stayed serving people in Jesus' name.
他们奉耶稣的名来服侍那里的百姓。
Sometimes terrible things happen.
有的时候各种的事情会发生。
And sometimes Christians are arrested and put in prison.
基督徒也会被逮起来放在监狱里。
We have a couple from our church, 70 and 75, but they are serving in a hospital in Nepal.
我们知道，我们教会的有一对夫妻， 他们已经70岁, 75岁了, 他们是在尼泊尔的一家医院里的服侍。
The Apostle Paul, who wrote much of the New Testament, was arrested, beaten, imprisoned.
你知道，保罗写了三分之一的旧新约的圣经，他遭遇各种的苦难，他被鞭打，被逮进监狱去。
But he rejoiced in loving and serving Jesus.
但是他仍然喜乐地来扶持耶稣。
Friends, we must also pray passionately.
最后，我们也必须恒切地祷告。
We cannot do any of this work in our power.
我们做任何的工作都不是靠着我们自己的能力。
It is God's power at work in us to make a difference.
是神的能力运行在我们的中间，运行在我们当中。
We ask God to do the miracles.
我们求神来做，来行神迹。
Ask God to save the lost.
我们求神来拯救那些失丧的人。
Ask God for wisdom to know what to say.
神，让神，我们求神赐给我们智慧，我们该说什么。
I love what Paul says in Colossians 4:2-3. Liam will read those.
哥罗西书4:2节说：“你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩，也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲明基督的奥秘。我为此被捆锁。”Devoted
to prayer.
你需要把你的整个的生命奉献在祷告里面。So
God will open a door for our message so people can hear and believe.
神说，他是求神给我们开传道的门，让人们能够听，能够相信。
And verse 18.
以弗所书6:18说：“靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。”What
do you think the pastors are doing in the new offices? You can have a look at them.
你看看那个新的这个办公室。We're
praying.
我们祷告。We're
studying the Bible.
我们在里面。We're
writing sermons.
我们写讲道。Preparing
Bible studies.
啊，准备。Making
phone calls to encourage people.
给别人打电话。
We're preparing for weddings.
为别人准备婚礼。
We're counseling people where someone has died.
为那些个死了的人准备。
We help people get marriages together.
也帮助人们来结婚。
Will you pray when we use those offices that we are drawing closer to Jesus and that we are helping people?
当你祷告的时候，我们来共同的来工作，做这个神的工作。
The pastors cannot do that by themselves. It is the power of God.
这个牧师不是单独的自己的做工作，我们必须依靠神圣灵的能力。There's
a one Christian writer from America who describes prayer in this way. Hopefully, you can understand what he says.
有个美国牧师呢，他这样的比喻祷告，希望读了以后呢，你讲了以后你能明白。He
writes, "God has given us prayer because Jesus has given us a mission."
因为耶稣给我们一个使命，所以呢，神让我们祷告。
We are on this earth to press back the forces of darkness, and we're given access to headquarters by prayer to advance His cause.
然后我们来到这个地上是为了击退魔鬼那个黑暗的势力。我们通过祷告来，我们可以进入到神的那个同在中，进入到神的总部来推进这个事业。
When we try to turn prayer into a civilian intercom to increase our conveniences, it stops working, and our faith begins to falter.
当我们把这个暂时的这个对讲机变成了民用的对讲机来的时候，为的是增加我们的便利的时候，这个祷告就不停止工作了，我们的信心就开始动摇。So
prayer is like a wartime walkie-talkie for the accomplishment of Christ's mission.
祷告是为了完成基督使命而设计的暂时的对讲机。Are
you ready for the mission?
你是不是准备好了？
Do you get up every morning, commit the day to God, and say, God, use me today?
每天早晨，你是不是把自己的生命来奉献给神，说神啊，让我让你来使用？
Are you growing spiritually?
你每天，你是不是你的属灵的生命在成长？
Do you make the most of every opportunity?
你是不是充分的利用各个机会？
Friends, the Jesus Church of Jesus Christ consists of people, not buildings.
弟兄姊妹，基督的教会不是。
Buildings are helpful tools in the work of God, though.
建筑物呢，只是神做工的有一个有用的工具。The
challenge I'm giving to all four services today.
今天我给了四个聚会，都是这样说的。To
surrender completely.
要需要完全彻底的降服。To
proclaim unashamedly.
要宣扬基督，不以为耻。
To love sacrificially.
牺牲的爱。
to live dangerously,
活得有的时候活在危险中当中
to pray passionately,
乐气的祷告
and through it all that lives might be transformed and God glorified.
通过这一切我们可以看到人的生命得以改变可以把荣耀归给神
To God be the glory.
愿神得到他当得的荣耀
Amen.
Amen.
I will come back later to explain what we're going to do, but there's more of the service, but I'll give instructions later.
Okay. 一会儿牧师再讲来讲来这样说我们唱回应诗歌